see who picked up on some of the things there. So the five questions. What did the kids make for Grandpa? Just shout it out. A card, yeah. Thank you. And what did Grandpa give the kids? Yay. Why do you think the kids wanted to give Grandpa something? They did, yeah, they loved him. And they knew that he was very generous to them, and they wanted to repay that. And was it a sacrifice to give their sweets away? Yeah, it was. They were nice sweets, weren't they? And who does Grandpa represent in this drama? God, yeah, God himself. The God who gives us everything. So I think from this we see that harvest is an opportunity to give a little bit back to God as well. Thank you guys for that. We come to a time of a talk this morning, and I'm going to split it into two bits. And I've titled this, The Lord of the Harvest. This is part one. And then we're going to have a song, and then we're going to do part two. So I want you to imagine now that you're planting a seed in the ground. But there's no rain, there's no sunshine, and nothing grows. And this is the first point, that God is the source of the harvest. Neville's just going to come up and read from Psalm 65. Thank you, Neville.
You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with corn, and so you have ordained it. You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance.
Thank you, Neville. God waters, God blesses, God crowns the year with abundance. This is what Psalm 65, verses 9 to 11 tell us. It is God who provides the rain, he provides the soil, he provides the sun, and he provides the seed. The farmers plant that seed, but only God can make it grow. And God gives us good food. What's your favourite food? What sort of foods do you like? Curry. There's a curry night coming up. Anyone else? What foods do you like? Pizza. Cake. Fabulous. Let's give thanks to God for our cake and our pizzas and our curries. Deuteronomy 8:10 says that when you've eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land that he has given to you. And this verse reminds us that everything we have, our food, our health, our jobs, our families, our friends, our talents, are gifts from God. What we have comes from him. And that's the first point. God is the source of the harvest. We're going to take a short break and we're going to sing a hymn, Great is Your Faithfulness. But this is a modern take on a very traditional hymn. Thank you. Point is, God is the source of the harvest. And now we're going to a deeper truth. There's a spiritual harvest. And that's the second point here. Matthew 9:37-38, Jesus says to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out workers to the harvest field. And here, Jesus shifts his focus. It's not just about a physical harvest here. There's a spiritual harvest into the kingdom of God. God wants his people to know his love. He plants seeds in our hearts of love and faith, which produce fruit in our lives. The spiritual harvest is when our character and our actions reflect God's goodness to the world. John 4:35 says, "Don't you have a saying?" Jesus says, "It's still 4 months until the harvest. I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest." If you picked up the magazine at the back, you'll see that there's writings about how Generation Z are excited about Jesus and the gospel. It's incredible what's going on. They're calling it a silent revival. And we've seen some of that in our own church, haven't we? Praise God. There are people who want to know about Jesus. There's a spiritual readiness that goes beyond the physical. God calls us to invite people into his kingdom. And God's blessings are not just meant to stop with us. They're meant to flow through us into the lives of other people, people we know and people we don't know. And if you like sharing your food, you can share God's love with your friends, with your neighbours, sometimes at work, sometimes not, but certainly at church. And that's the second point. There is a spiritual harvest and it's ready. The third point, how do we respond to this? We respond with gratitude for what Jesus has done and with generosity because of what Jesus has done. And we're not to take these blessings for granted. 2 Corinthians 9:10-11 says, "Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God." God blesses us not just to meet our needs, but to share this with others. God blesses us not just to keep it for ourselves, but to bless others. And the more we give away, the more he gives to us. And 2 Corinthians 9:7 says, "God loves a cheerful giver." Proverbs 3:9-10 says, "Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of your crops, and then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine." Here we see gratitude. We see that gratitude and generosity go hand in hand. Gratitude leads to giving and blessing others when we're grateful to God for what he's done for us. And gratitude without generosity is incomplete. So how do we apply this to ourselves in this day, at this age now? I think it revolves around thanksgiving. Thanksgiving means that our thanks are expressed through giving. To God's work, to the needy, to the community. Sowing into God's kingdom in our time and our talents and our treasures. And true thankfulness cannot be contained. It's the overflow of God's love planted in our hearts. And a thankful church is a church that worships God and works for God. And these two things are closely connected. So in conclusion, this morning I've talked about it's God that gives the harvest. And the harvest is God's reminder that he is a faithful God. And every seed sown brings fruit in season. Every seed sown brings fruit in season. Secondly, God gives us good gifts. James 1:17 says that every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. In summary, God gives us our food to eat, our blessings to share, and a message to tell others about Jesus. How will you respond? With thanksgiving. How will I respond? With thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is not a once a year thing. It's a lifestyle. And we can say thank you, God, every single day. So let us thank God for the harvest. Let us thank God for our daily bread. And let us live with gratitude and generosity. Amen. And we have a closing song. Just check this.